Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Nationally prominent religious leaders from around the country have come together to sign an open letter to the justices of the United States Supreme Court. In this open letter, they say that they will not honor any decision by the Supreme Court which forces them to violate a clear biblical understanding of marriage as solely the union of one man and one woman. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Matt Barber. Matt, this particular open letter is apparently, or it's essentially phase two of the first phase, which is the Defend a Marriage Pledge that Keith Fournier and I co-drafted. You can find that pledge at defendmarriage.org. And that is a very powerful statement about marriage and how every one of these leaders will be coming together, unified, on the matter of marriage. As a result of that, we came together and then published an open letter to the justices of the United States Supreme Court. In this open letter, we say that we are Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox Christian pastors, clergy, lay leaders, and Jewish leaders who collectively represent millions of people in the various denominations, churches, parishes, synagogues, and various ministries, and that we are united together on this matter of marriage. And in this open letter, we specifically direct it to the justices of the United States Supreme Court, saying, don't cross this line, because if you do, we cannot respect or obey such an unjust law.
Yeah, Matt, in the ad and in the open letter to the Supreme Court, we say we are Christians who love America and who respect the legitimate rule of law. However, we will not honor any decision by the Supreme Court which will force us to violate a clear biblical understanding of marriage as solely the union of one man and one woman. And in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr., Matt, who said that we have a duty to obey just laws, and we agree with that, but a responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And if the United States Supreme Court contradicts God and calls him a liar and says, we're going to redefine the institution of marriage, something that, of course, is impossible, it cannot be done, then we are saying, no, we're going to have to agree with God. We are not going to disobey God. We are going to obey God and disobey this unjust ruling.
And we have no choice but to do that. And in fact, it says we are Christians who love America and who respect the legitimate rule of law. However, we will not honor any decision by the Supreme Court which will force us to violate a clear biblical mandate or understanding of marriage as solely between one man and one woman. We talk about how the fact marriage as existing between one man and one woman precedes civil government, though affirmed, fulfilled, and elevated by faith. The truth that marriage can exist only between one man and one woman is not based solely on religion, but on the natural law written on the human hearts. We then go on to say, we implore this court not to step outside of its legitimate authority and unleash religious persecution and discrimination against people of faith. We will be forced to choose between the state and our conscience, which is informed by clear biblical and church doctrine and the natural created order. On this choice, the open letter says, we must pledge obedience to our Creator. While there are many things that we can endure, any attempt to redefine marriage is a line we cannot and will not cross. And it says in this particular letter that we are standing united together. We have different theological and other differences, but on the matter of marriage, we are united. And I think people are underestimating the Christian leaders and the churches and the people of faith on this issue. This is not just an issue that you can just generally disagree with. Once the government crosses this line and attempts to redefine the natural created order of marriage, then it uses the police power to force people not simply to be silent, but to participate in and promote same-sex unions, which are contrary to not only the natural created order, but to revealed law as well. And consequently, that's why we cannot obey. We just simply have no choice in this matter.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., Matt, he in his own words here, just to show that we are, what we're doing here is in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr., but not just him. I mean, this predates Martin Luther King Jr. by thousands of years. Peaceful civil disobedience. You think of Daniel, you know, you think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saying, "We will not bow a knee to Caesar." But Martin Luther King Jr. says, "A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law." And he goes on to say, this is in his letter from the Birmingham jail, "One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws."
Yeah, that's right. And so, I mean, this is a defining moment. And it matters nothing about how many justices of the Supreme Court think they can change the natural created order. It matters no more than if they thought they could get together collectively and have a majority that says they can change the laws of gravity. They may write an opinion like that, but it doesn't affect the laws of gravity. They are what they are. And the same is true for marriage. And if they are that so far removed from reality that they think that they can write an opinion and somehow constitutionalize something that is contrary to the natural created order, then that's a decision we can't respect. And there have been significant decisions by the Supreme Court in its history that fall in those categories, like the Dred Scott decision, where they said that because you're black, you're inferior and consequently have not the same rights as citizens, because people who have the same rights are white. That just because of your skin color, you're not going to enjoy the same liberties. That's a contrary decision to the Constitution, to the natural created order and revealed law. And that's a decision that Abraham Lincoln advocated, that there should be no respect for that kind of decision. And there's many more throughout the history of the Supreme Court that fall in that same kind of category.
Well, that's right. And it was a reaction to that decision and to the injustice that was slavery that led Christians, largely Christians, spearheaded, of course, the abolitionist movement. And so it was Christians that said, not only are we not going to obey this unjust law, we are going to work to peacefully countervene it. We're going to work against it to overturn it. And that's what we are saying here. This is a ruling that would embrace a disordered view of the universe, that somehow a justice can call up, down, black, white, you know, something that is impossible, and say that marriage is something that marriage cannot possibly be, and is against how God designed marriage to be. We are saying no. We are not going to allow ourselves to be used in that regard. We are going to disobey any unjust ruling.
Now, I would say that this open letter, as well as the pledge, is not begging the court. It's just simply advising the court. We're not begging for some crumbs from the bread from the table of the high court. We're not waiting in anticipation to see what the Supreme Court does. We know what we will do. We know what's right. And we're not just simply sitting here begging for mercy from the Supreme Court. We're just telling them the way it is. If they go the wrong way, here's what we're going to do. We're not being boastful. We're not putting it in their face. We're just letting them know. If you go that way, then that's an illegitimate decision. We cannot respect it. And we're not going to beg them to do something that's obvious that they should do. But if they do the wrong thing, we are giving them a fair warning ahead of time. We cannot respect it. We will advocate others not to respect it. I believe that what is on trial is not marriage any more than gravity can be on trial. What's on trial is the judiciary itself, the United States Supreme Court. That's what's on trial. Will it be a legitimate institution, or it will become illegitimate to the point where we cannot acknowledge it as a legitimate ruling? That's the issue. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. There you can find more information about Liberty Counsel and the various ministries associated with Liberty Counsel. You can also go to libertycounsel.com, libertycounsel.com, and there you can sign up for a number of our emails. These are activist emails in addition to our typical email that has a lot of information in our press releases, the Liberty Alert. The other emails in addition to the Liberty Alert are Liberty Counsel Grassroots Action, Liberty Counsel Action Grassroots Action, which is our public policy arm, and Liberty Relief International. Liberty Relief International is our international humanitarian relief to help our persecuted brothers and sisters who are facing not just discrimination, but brutality and death at the hands of Islamic terrorists and ISIS and others like them throughout the Middle East, but also throughout the world. If you want to be a part of that, go to libertycouncil.com, sign up for those various emails. They're all separate topics and issues that will keep you informed on your issues affecting family, faith, and freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.